I've been working on a Logan Roy impression for a while.
Well, why don't I set you up then? Okay. Hello, everyone. This is a new podcast, and it is called
Suck Off.
And I'm Christian Borky. That's Carson Rundquist.
Yes, and it's a Succession podcast.
This is a Succession
not
podcast.
Not a blowjob podcast.
Well, it's contrary to popular belief, contrary to what we're talking about off mic, this is a Succession podcast in which we are going to go through every single episode with a painstakingly detailed eye.
Yes.
And we will be determining who won, who lost.
Yes.
It's kind of like a sports recap podcast.
Absolutely. Hence the like off part of the title where it's like it's a suck off. Like,
oh.
Yeah.
I'm learning new things about
Succession
this podcast.
It's a Succession off. I figured you got business under your belt. I got film. Sort of.
I'll be sort of. I have a business podcast.
Yes.
Which is loosely what you could call business.
Right. And we both know homosexuality.
You tried to say it in unison with me. We both do know a lot about.
I thought you were going to say it with me, and I was like, I'm on my own.
I do know a lot about homosexuality. Yes. I am a card-carrying homosexual.
Yes.
And that will be a lot of the lens through which we analyze
it's
Succession.
It's a gay-ass show.
It's so fruity. I can't stand
it. Yes, and we're kicking it off with the pilot.
Much like the pilot, we will probably set a lot of things up in this episode of Suck Off that we just completely forget and never address later.
I'm trying to. Fuck, I was going to get the name of the show, or not the name of the show, the name of the episode, and I'm forgetting what the pilot's called.
It is called Celebration.
Celebrate? Wow. Okay. Because it's his birthday.
Yes.
It's Logan Roy's birthday, and all the siblings, the whole family's getting together to celebrate. Celebration, and a lot to get into.
Yeah.
In my notes, the first note I have for this podcast was that Logan pisses on the floor, and in parentheses, is it real?
What do you mean, is it real?
Well, I'm like, part of me is like, this is a power move. Is like, he's like staking his territory by pissing on the floor. Because a lot of the show, I'm like, is he actually losing it?
What I really appreciate about the show is how vague it is and how lucid his mental state is. Mm-hmm. The first time I read it, so I've never actually rewatched Succession. So I'm like,
this is your first time rewatching it.
Yeah. And so I blew through all of it in like one weekend. So there's a lot of shit I just like missed or like completely glazed over. So the first time, and then this last time that I just watched it, both times I was like, oh, this man's out of it. Like, but just during the pissing thing, because you know what? I've been really drunk, and I have pissed on the floor before, and that was when I was. Yeah. It was my 21st birthday party. It was really. I was also fully naked.
Room full of people. Naked on the floor.
It wasn't a room full of people. Like, I had gone to sleep and then I woke up naked and pissed on my own floor. And everyone else. It was like the, you know, five other people that were still there. They're like, what the hell is going on in there? And it was me nakedly pissing on the floor. I was so drunk.
Bro.
You only turned 21 once.
Yeah, I said that.
Like, I've done it several times. That was actually the only time that I did that.
So you're saying he was complete. He was just celebrating his 21st. Is what you're saying. He was. Yeah.
I mean, I can't picture being in a lucid mental state and being like, yeah, I'm going to piss on the floor to stake my territory.
Right.
I mean, he's a freak, but I don't know if he's that much of a freak.
Mm-hmm. I think it's like the perfect beginning to this whole show, because it's just like the head of this empire has no idea where he's at or what he's doing, and he's pissing on the floor.
And he's so human.
At the end of the day, Logan is a human guy. Yeah,
you see him just in his unsightly pajamas, tank top, sweating his ass through it. Like
orange piss.
Oh my god, that shit is Fanta. So that's a major L to start off on.
Major L. And also, it goes right from that to Kendall in the backseat.
Oh my god, singing.
The cringiest opening ever. Like, immediately embarrassing.
When I first watched it, I guess this is the thought I had both times. I was like, they better cut to just him singing, like, without the audio in the background. What a genius choice. That's when I knew I was going to love this show.
Yep.
Then Kendall arrives at work.
Yes.
To a massive L.
Right, so here's the thing. When I first watched the show, and this is why great reason you're here, is like, it feels like a different language most of the time when they're doing these meetings. I'm like, they are saying so many things, and I'm not picking up any of it.
All they're trying to do is acquire Valter, I believe it is called, and incorporate it into the Waystar Royco Empire. So it would still be like, it's as if Viacom owned BuzzFeed, which they
Right.
But I've always pictured Valter as like BuzzFeed. They're trying to buy BuzzFeed.
Yep.
And then they get to make some money off of whenever BuzzFeed posts content, yep. and they get that audience.
Uh-huh.
That's all they're trying to do. But he's right. doing it for, what does he go up to, like 125? I don't know if it's...
Million?
It's 125 million. It's not 1.25 billion. No, they would... For a second of the episode, I went, he didn't mean 1.25 billion. Did he?
There's the moment where Frank is like, you got to pitch a stupid number. And he's like, what's a stupid number? And he's like, gazillion or something. He's like, I don't know. Makes up a word.
That's me on my business podcast all the time. I don't know, gazillion?
Gazillion, I don't know. So
when they're having these meetings, I also, perhaps I was a little bit unclear as to why they were, I mean, I do understand why they're balking at it, but I don't know why they accepted the meeting in the first place. Actually, I do. Now that I'm thinking it through,
what do you
talking
mean?
It out.
Why would they?
Well, I guess they would accept it just to like send a message that no matter how high your number goes, we're not. And so we're going to like waste your time by showing up to this meeting.
Yeah. Waste your Roy Co.
on the Roy clock. I'm done. She weighs star on my Roy till I... Sorry.
I... She weigh on my star till I Roy Co. Does not make any sense. No.
Weigh on my star. That's
weigh
kind
on
of,
my star.
That's how I'd be fucking.
I'd be weighing till I Roy my Co. yeah. Anyway, it kind of just establishes like Kendall is kind of a loser.
Yeah. When they said, do you want to call your dad?
Yeah. Brutal. And he's like, do you want to call your fucking dad or whatever? Like, and then his dad calls him.
So it's not only a massive L to just like have this deal go sour. Everyone also fucking hates you.
Yeah. Right.
Like he has no support in his deal going badly.
Yep. And isn't it like the whole time we're led to believe that like he's going to take over. Like they're planning to announce he's taking over.
Yeah, there was like a Time magazine article that was posted. Yeah. I don't know if it explicitly said he's taking over, but it was like the heir.
Heir with the flair.
Heir with the flair. And him smiling. Yep. I love that the media coverage of the Roy siblings changes so drastically in like three episodes of this fucking show.
I was literally thinking this. I'm like, what is like the time? Because this is like 24 hours between this and then the like article that comes out in episode 2, which we'll talk about next episode.
But like a picture of him with his arms crossed on or like a thumbs up or whatever.
Smile.
Yeah, it's like, oh, so the media like likes this guy.
Right.
He's likened to a different rich guy, like the Patagonia owner or I don't know, who's like a young wealthy guy that people like.
Yeah. Anyway.
Is Bill Gates young? No.
He's he's bag of bones. I'm trying to look at the other character intros.
Every single one of them is fucking awesome.
Let's talk about Romans.
I was just going to say, send someone in to burn sage.
Burn sage.
He's a business spiritualist. Is that what it was?
Which, like, they don't even really commit to it. It's like, before he even starts, Roman's like, I don't know, get the fuck out of it. Yeah.
So, I guess they didn't like the bit that much, but I liked the bit. I wish
they would have gone, season 3 writers would have let them burn the sage. Like, it would be a different scenario. But yeah.
Rome enters, and it is made clear that he had some sort of job that I guess Tom is cleaning up, because Roman had this job. And
Right.
What I love about Succession, I am also a girl with 3 brothers, and my brother's name is Joseph, and my dad calls him Josephus all the time. And so
Romulus?
It's
so good.
See, look, I call him Romulus, and that's like the first thing he says to him is like, Rome, Romulus.
Yeah.
Like... It's just so real. Sorry, that had nothing to do with
something he says and I think it's like episode 2 is Ken calls him Romy my homie as a way of like getting up back, and they never say that again in the show. Like
season 4 writers bring it back.
But yeah, Roman comes in. It's like he doesn't even care about the company. It's like he's like so happy to get out of there.
And he also has such a tenderness and affection for Kendall that we don't see at all for
that's
a lot of the
so
show.
Because
he
true.
Says, I love you, brother, kisses him on the cheek, and is like, congratulations on your thing. And Kendall's like so delighted. Even though Roman isn't supposed to tell people, he's just like basking in the delight that he said congratulations. Like, it's so tender.
I never realized how tender that, because like, you don't realize how Kendall has none of that in any other part of his life. Like, he's got nobody, but he's got Rome.
Yeah.
Shiv's intro. Her and Tom are shopping for a watch. It's like kind of an underwhelming way to introduce Shiv. She's like talking about politics.
Yeah.
And Tom is just there.
He's freaking out over what to get. And she's...
Yeah.
It is an important piece of like... world building, and she's like, just spend $15,000 on a watch and call it a fucking day.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's the level of wealth we are dealing with.
He cares more about Logan than she does, clearly.
That's very true.
We glossed over Greg completely.
Oh, I was waiting to get to Greg. I was gonna say the fourth sibling and then get to Greg because I have a lot to talk about. But the fourth sibling is introduced at the party.
Connor with Old Bread.
Old Bread, sourdough starter.
He's like talking about like conspiracies to like the girl. I forget what exactly he's saying, but like. Perfect intro for Connor.
Absolutely. In the background is like the last sibling to be introduced after Greg. I'm
right.
Yeah. And it's underwhelming.
Yeah.
And that's that's.
And he still hasn't gotten there yet.
No.
But we'll talk about
Con right.
later on. Greg.
Greg. So I used to work as a mascot.
No, so you know this part.
I know the struggle. It was when I was in eighth grade. It was at a sports park, and I was meant to push Chick-fil-A sandwiches, even though I didn't work for Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
It was like a thing that the park was doing.
Uh-huh.
And I did not have the emotional temperament to work inside that costume because a bunch of these kids were like, they kept saying that I was a boy. Like, they just assumed that I was a boy in the costume, and that really hurt my feelings because I was like, women can be mascots too.
Right.
And I've been there. The kids started clowning me. They're like six. They're like, oh, he's stupid. Like, I was also like a tall girl.
Yeah.
And I was so mad. I like almost started talking to the costume and I was like, I can't. and then I didn't throw up out of eyeballs, but I got close.
Wow. I'm like, I didn't realize until this scene in this show that I'm like, being a mascot must suck. Like,
it's fucking
looks
worst.
Sweaty and nauseating and
it is it's like a kind of seasickness that can't be described
putting
that giant ass head on and
it's the perfect intro to Greg.
It's so good. Smoking weed in his car and then telling his mom that some kid smoked weed in his car.
That's what I'm like, right from the people always talk about Greg being like the only good one in the show, and I'm like, he is lying from day one to get past things. He is a liar at heart. Like, he's a piece of shit. And I'm like, sure, he's at the bottom, but I'm like, he lied his way out of that, and he did a good job.
Precisely I think this is a perfect introduction for Greg. Yeah. It's also jarring to go from all these scenes of, like, them getting out of a car that was driven for them in these clean press suits to, like, this dirty ass.
Dude. Also, I think it's crazy that it goes, when I was, like, counting the introductions, and it goes Logan, Kendall, and then Greg. It's
amazing.
Like, he's up there.
They knew
from the beginning
this man was going to be, because he is like kind of the audience proxy, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm a working class man. I've worked as a mascot. I've never had a driver take me to some Empire State-esque looking building and then ascend to the top floor and ask some businessman if he wants to fuck.
Exactly. There's so much to say about Greg in this episode that we'll get there eventually, but let's jump to the party. They're at the party.
So all of the siblings have arrived to celebrate Logan's birthday, which I guess is happening today.
Yeah.
He is old. Yeah. And he woke up he woke up pissed on his carpet and then had to have a surprise party.
Yeah.
I did it in reverse order.
No,
and that is where he went wrong.
Once again, you piss at the party after.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, the big thing that happens here is that Kendall thinks he's going to get promoted or moved up, and then it's revealed at the party itself. Logan actually tricked him into signing the thing.
Yes.
See, this is me trying to talk about business. What, like...
Okay, so what had happened? It was actually insane watching Kendall make every single wrong move in this episode. Which, when you're watching, you don't understand that he's making all the wrong moves, but he is. So he is struggling to negotiate this deal with basically BuzzFeed.
Yep.
Logan arrives while he's, like, mid-lunch, discussing it with his coworkers. Logan arrives to have him sign this trust away.
Yep.
Which would give Marcia control of a bunch of their assets. A bunch of shit that the Roy siblings want.
Which is a genius move on Logan's part, for the record.
So Kendall signs it in the middle of this meeting that he's like botching, and then it's clear, because also during the conversation Kendall's like, I'm gonna come to your birthday later, and Logan's like, why? Like, I get it if you can't come because you have important things to be doing. And then once Kendall arrives at the party, Logan is immediately clocks that, like, he's now prioritized the wrong thing. He prioritized going to this personal thing instead of being at work and getting this fucking deal done.
It's like he's shocked that, like, Kendall would choose family over the business. And then when Kendall bites back at him and he's like, you fucked me, it's like, it's always been business over the family. And like, Ken just can't wrap his head around that.
No, because he's so desperate for Logan's personal approval.
Yeah.
And so he thinks that by doing the personal stuff, he will get it, but that's not how you curry that man's favor.
it does not seem like any of this gets through to him.
No. In this episode. It's just jarring as hell. Because he's also just like, he's got two kids running around somewhere. Yeah, he's got his ex. Oh my God. Biggest L in the episode is when his ex is like, yeah, I'm seeing someone new. Hope this guy doesn't leave Coke smeared in our kids' iPads.
Crazy reveal. I was like, brutal. Oh no.
Yeah,
I was not surprised, but you know, he breaks the news to Kendall. The rest of the siblings, they're kind of like neutral about it at this point. They're just shocked because they thought Ken was going to get it. But I like it because now it opens it up. It's like, it's anyone's game now. Kendall has the bathroom episode, which has some like great moments where he's like ripping up his own like new.
And then, like, didn't he bite it too? Put it in his mouth? Yeah. Have you ever had a bathroom meltdown like that?
Yes. I've like screamed into towels plenty of times.
Yeah. So you don't have bedroom meltdowns? I mean,
I've had the bedroom meltdowns. I've had all the meltdowns.
Okay. So you're looking for any sort of cloth to scream into.
Right. I've never eaten a piece of paper like that, but.
Speak for yourself. Is it like in public or do you do it like in the.
It's at my own home. Yeah. It's in my own bathroom. I could never do that in another person's. That's the other thing that I love about that moment is that like he destroys the bathroom, like throws shit all over, sits there for a little bit and then cleans it up. And like, it's just like, I don't know. It's a nice moment.
It's also Logan's new house, which is so funny.
It's right. It's Logan's place. And he like doesn't want to actually disrespect his dad's place like that. He wants to clean up after himself.
So sad.
Yeah. It's really sad.
At the party though, forgive me if I'm skipping ahead in your notes.
No, please.
Cousin Greg secures himself a spot in the family. Because at his mother's urging, he flies out to New York to say hi and find a job at Waystar Royco because that is his great uncle.
Yeah.
He arrives at the party, rides in the elevator with Logan and tries talking at him the whole time. And that it's honestly kind of charming, even though Greg's a piece of shit, to see him treat Logan like a person.
Yeah.
Because he just doesn't know or care about Logan's power and influence. So he just, Logan tries to make an announcement. And then Greg is like, I'm sorry, I have to talk to you first.
In front of everybody.
It's really important that I have your attention right now.
Dude, it's so awkward.
So good.
But in that conversation, Logan says something so important. All he tells Greg is he's like, just ask. He's like, just ask my brother. It's such a simple way of getting things you want. And it doesn't seem like any of the other siblings throughout this show can really just ask. Because not long after that, Greg is in the back seat with Logan and Marcia, which is such a great scene. But he like really like directly asks Logan, can I like move up in like parks? Like, can I work in parks? Logan like legitimately considers it. Greg seems to like understand the man better than any of the siblings, which is such a crucial part, in my opinion.
I think because they all have been under his like twisted, weird mind logic their entire
lives.
They
have to like fuck over someone to like get to where you need to go.
They think they have to play all these games and sometimes it is just asking. Sometimes like the possible pain of rejection, which Greg is rejected a lot when he asks for things because nobody likes him.
Right.
But the pain of rejection also perhaps is a motivating factor.
Yeah. Or
also a bajillion other factors because this show's awesome.
It's amazing. Speaking of games, there's like that there's this moment when they're at dinner when they're like, should we play the game? And they're like, we're gonna play the game. And I've seen this episode like 4 times. I'm still like, what the fuck are they talking? Obviously they're talking about like baseball, I guess, but I'm like, it's such a random, weird moment in the show.
The baseball thing happened this episode?
Yes.
Okay.
They go,
great.
They play baseball, perfect. And then there's the $1 million check thing with the kid, which is a crazy we'll get to it, but they go and they play this game. Yeah. And I guess this is when the deals like start happening. It feels like everyone's kind of like now scrambling to figure something out.
Is there a moment, I can't remember if this is Tom or Kendall, who says something to Roman who's like, all three of us like band together and then we do this. And Roman's just like, fuck off.
Yeah.
I thought about it. Go fuck yourself.
It's like the first time Kendall is like, we need to unite as siblings against this man. Mm-hmm. And because moments before this in the plane, Logan was like telling, I think it was like, implied that he would move Roman up as like COO or something and like give him all these cool shit. So now with that in mind, Roman's like, fuck you. Like, no, I wanna, I got a good thing going with dad.
And dad has yet to have this, you know, the twisted games that have already happened to Kendall have not yet happened to Roman in the same scale.
Yes.
Vis-a-vis working at Waystar Royco.
So I'm jumping ahead, but like in episode 2, you see that like Roman is incredibly devoted to pleasing his father. Like, he's so attached to that man, and it's like so sad to see because Kendall is not
so repressed.
They're so
in so many ways.
Shiv is on a different planet entirely, but
the way that all of them have all this repressed love and sincerity and... Yeah.
The first like homosexual thing happens in this episode.
Please, would you kiss me?
Would you kiss me, Greg?
Oh my god, you brought out the top Wams Gams. Wait, do one.
Oh my god, he brought out the Wams Gams.
Please bring out the show me that Wams Gams one more time.
Would you kiss me, Greg? If I asked you to. And then Greg's like, Tom.
What do you mean?
What?
I'm just kidding.
Like episode one, the tension starts. Like it is there from episode one.
Yes, and you know who really is the biggest W in this episode? The homosexual community.
Yeah. The gay community wins. Episode one,
Tom Greg yes. Stands rise. The first time I saw that, I can't describe to you how much I went, oh.
That's like when I decided I loved the show, because I'm like, I want to watch whatever that was, like, for hours. And that's what the show is.
And it's so weird how he takes just such an immediate shining. Dude, I think he perhaps saw Greg's behavior at the party and was just enchanted.
Yeah. Dude, I know. I wish we had more Tom reaction shots at the party.
I know.
I want to know what Tom looked like when Greg asked Logan that in front of everybody. Like, right before he went into the room, like...
Because, like, that is also something Tom has struggles with, or he struggles with his relationship with
Shiv,
Logan, with Shiv, but also Logan, he wants to get promoted. He was, like, his main job was cleaning up Roman's mess, and where's his recognition for that, blah, blah, blah. So, watching Greg just...
Yeah.
Blast in and be like, this is what I want.
Yeah.
Had to have been pretty enchanting for him. So perhaps he was just mesmerized by Greg's spirit.
Also, like, challenges Tom's spot in the company. Mm-hmm. Like, because now it's like Greg is kind of the new Tom, and I don't know. There's just so much tension there.
So, would you kiss me? Let's unpack it.
Like, he never says no, he never says yes.
Period.
That's the thing. He never answers the question.
And the homosexuals want the answer.
Yeah.
However, when I first saw that, I was like, what the hell is going... Like, is this like a power thing? Is is Tom like actually gay? Like, is this... again, like, I was speaking just for episode one. I was like, I truly have no idea. I'm like, is this going to be like an affair thing? How disappointing it was.
Yeah. It's hard to talk about this as if we've never seen the rest of the show. I would be in the same boat, like, just watching episode one and being like, I don't know if he's gay.
Yeah.
You know, the more you watch, different answer. I'll say that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was just like, it was setting things up in such a, like, mystifying way.
Yeah.
Where it's like, what the hell is this, energy happening here?
And I can't get enough of it, though.
I can't get enough. That sweet, sweet nectar. I could watch, there's a compilation that's like 23 minutes long on YouTube of like Tom Greg moments. Dude, yeah.
Have you seen the rom-com trailer?
Yes.
It's so good.
It's the best.
So good. Greg has like a little smile after this interaction too. Like they held on Greg and he like does like a little shrug and smile. And I'm like, oh my God, he loves it. He loves it. It's just so good. Yeah, that's like the highlight of the episode easily for
absolutely.
Me.
I knew you didn't even say the thing you were talking about. And I was like, would you kiss me? You know,
That's... Shortly after that, though, another crazy moment is, like, the kid in the baseball scene, which is so... Roman, obviously, is the guy that's like, here, yeah, we'll give $1 million or whatever. And obviously, the kid does not do it. It's Tom who tags him out. And then, I don't know how to read how Logan takes that moment. Because, like, Logan gets up out of his seat and, like, pats the kid on the shoulder and is like, good job, kid. Mm-hmm. The kid's family eventually gets the watch that Tom meant to give them. Like, that's what that watch meant to Logan, clearly, is like, we'll just give it away.
Yeah.
Not just give it away, but, like, to get them to sign a non-disclosure agreement. Like, they give him the watch, but...
The scene is dense in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Because I think they were trying, I think a little successfully, to set up Roman's weird, like... When it comes across sort of as genuine and sincere and sweet when he's like, I will give you $1 million if you get a home run.
Yep.
Or whatever. And it's sort of like you've been endeared to him most throughout the episode because he's the most normal one being like, we're all in suits. We're all just like, whatever. And watching that play out is like, oh, you can't trust that anyone in this show is going to be sincere, kind, wholesome. It like really rips the rug out. It rubbed the rug out from under me.
Yeah.
Where I was like, I kind of thought this guy would be like, a chill hang.
Yeah. I thought we liked that guy.
I was like, we're meant to be most endeared to him because he's the weird sage guy.
He's easily like one of the most psychotic.
Like this is the level of twisted, sick shit we're dealing with. Even so sick and twisted that I think Logan was a little put off by it. I think he was a little like, whoa.
That's the other thing is I'm like, at this point in the episode, and this can go for like so many scenes in the show, I'm not sure what his motives were, Roman's. I'm like, maybe he was just trying to impress Logan.
I think he did it for fun.
Or he just did it for fun.
Sincerely believe he did it for fun.
No, yeah, you're right. You're right.
And Logan was just like, I guess that's who I raised.
Yeah. Yeah. He seems like very numb to it. Even Shiv is like, don't be an asshole. And I'm like, that's fucking Shiv saying that.
Yeah.
It's just a great moment. I feel like that scene coming in with like minutes within the Greg and Tom scene. I'm like, that's the show. This is the show.
Like, you can just show someone that like, what, 10 minutes?
All you need to sell them. Yeah.
Exactly.
Kendall leaves early to take a call, which is really a call with, who is it? It's like he's like telling them that an inside source told them that Logan is losing it. Or something. He was like on the phone with somebody and he's like, an inside source with the Roy family wants you to know that Logan is
losing
on his last legs. Mm-hmm. Which is crazy.
And you were unclear who the phone call was to?
Yeah, was that to, who was that to again?
I don't remember.
Okay, yeah. It's just like a media.
I would assume it doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter. I assume he was just talking to media. Because he clearly has media contacts. He's being interviewed by all these people. So one could reasonably assume it was that. Unless they said it in the episode and I don't remember.
Yeah.
Because that's also.
This happening though, just like hours before Logan actually like
loses it
in the plane is so funny.
Shakespearean.
It's so It's kind of crazy that Kendall says that and then he has like a whole brain hemorrhage.
I can't say I've had a whole brain hemorrhage before. That's you know, I was most relating to Logan up until that point, and so that's where it really became unrelatable as a character.
And it happens as Roman and Shiv like kind of change their minds on him, which was really unexpected. I did not see that coming at all.
So good.
Yeah. He's like, so you guys are good with the deals we made earlier? And they're like, no, we'll like remain as is. Is that was kind of what the deal was?
I forget.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you.
The thing is, it kind of like doesn't matter once he has that incident. Because then once they're in the hospital,
everything just explodes.
Yeah. Which is such, can I just say, a genius choice is like, take out the dad for an episode to just see how bad the siblings are when there's no him around.
Absolutely.
It's what episode 2 is all about.
I can't fucking wait to talk about it.
Who won this episode, in your opinion?
Greg.
Yes.
Easily Greg.
Yes.
Right? He went from nothing, working in a shitty mascot costume, vomiting out of eye holes, to putting on a blazer and working at Waystar Roy Co.
Right. The distance he travels in one episode is insane.
Literal distance. Because where was he? Was he working in California? Where was he working?
I read that as like upstate New York, kind of like.
She said take a plane to New York. And I was like, I have no idea where the fuck this guy is.
Yeah, true. Doesn't really matter.
It does not matter.
He
literally travels quite a long distance.
Yeah. He goes from that to in the fucking car with Logan.
Yeah.
And Logan is considering what he's saying. And it's like, he's immediately like an asset, I guess. Yeah.
And now this man is in the pre-stages of a brain hemorrhage. However, I mean, he's considering it.
Yeah. I would not say Logan lost this episode. I think it's obvious who lost.
Yeah, it's obviously Kendall.
It's Kendall, yeah. And which is...
It's going to be a running theme, I assume. Of us being like, Greg won.
He's not going to win a whole lot of episodes. There's going to be like one episode where Kendall is the coolest fucking guy in the world.
Oh my God, I had chills thinking about it. I don't know the second episode.
Yeah.
Maybe there will be some episodes, though, where he's not the biggest loser, which I think this is sort of a... We're talking in binaries here, you know?
Yeah.
We're talking biggest winner, biggest loser.
Right, right.
And so Kendall obviously lost.
We're not going to do a whole ranking, but I will say in close second, who I considered as the winner for this one is Marcia. Because it's like, she gets
pretty.
The signatures. Like, she's in a good spot. She's the only one that's not freaking out when Logan croaks it. Because like,
because she is she's set up to be well compensated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were something like that to happen. And I wonder all the time how much they have a connection or like where they...
I'm getting a call.
Oh, sorry. No, take it.
No, take it. Yeah, take it.
All right. Interrupt this personal thing.
You were saying.
To take business. I always wonder about their personal relationship, Marcia and Logan.
Yeah.
Because how the hell those two meet, I forget.
Right, me too.
I don't remember if it's
established. The beauty of rewatching it.
We're going to find out if it's ever established, but I sincerely doubt it. Also, is this the episode where Roman said he has kids or something?
I don't think so.
No, like,
he has kids?
Pretty confident in the pilot they introduced that Roman has a child and they just never addressed it again.
If so, I completely glossed past it. And
yeah,
that's
insane. Like, almost 1,000% sure it's implied that Roman is a divorced father.
Wow.
In the episode at dinner when they're all like talking.
Right.
At
the thing. Yeah.
Like, Shiv is like, how are those kids you never see or whatever? He's like, I don't know.
Like, yeah. Anyway, I mean, I feel like we summed this up pretty nice.
That's
it
all
just
pretty.
Gets better from here. I will say, like, everybody I've ever recommended this show to, I tell them to like get through the pilot. I feel like it's one of the weakest episodes.
Interesting.
Even though it has its moments, the kiss me, like that's
the only moment that was hard for me to get through was Greg actually vomiting out that hole. That's a really big vomit problem. I can't deal with that.
Yeah, and it's the only vomit scene really in the. You get pissed, you get vomit in this episode. Like,
you get a lot of bodily fluids.
Down and dirty. Yeah.
Actually, I think that's a really interesting choice to make it so down and dirty because the rest of this show is so pristine and clean and
right.
sanitized and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But my God, did we start?
This is the reality.
We started down in the dumps. At the end of the day, everyone's pissing and shitting.
That's the truth. Ain't that the truth?
They're just like us.
Yeah.
For real.
That's the celebration at the end of the day. Well, anyway, this has been first episode.
Yeah, look at that. Nothing. You know, we should do a recap on our episode.
Completely other episodes, like other podcast.
Yeah.
The suck off.
I think suck off. Suck off.
Suck on. I don't know.
Ooh.
All right. Anyway, thanks for watching, listening.
Do you have other stuff you want to plug? I always tell people at the end of my podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff.
I guess I have my own.
You have your own YouTube channel.
I have my own YouTube channel where I talk about movies and TV shows, occasionally talk about Succession. What about you?
I have a podcast called Busted Business. Fuck blah, blah, blah. Busted Business Bureau. And Succession appears on a lot of episodes of the podcast. It's always referenced tangentially.
Wow. The business to bust is Waystar Royco. I don't know how you haven't done a fictional episode on it.
There was this one episode about Adelphia, which was a cable empire in Cartersport, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
That had, like, it had a dad who was in charge. It
right.
was three boys and a girl.
Okay.
And he was arrested in 2002 for, like, massive fraud and embezzlement. Like, it was a family business, and it was, like, one of the biggest cable companies in the country. And
yeah.
Just...
Dang.
Disappeared. It was like unsexy Succession.
Interesting. Yeah.
That's what it was.
That's what it is, yeah. Well, anyway, thanks for listening, and as always, suck off.